The Revolutionary War started on Lexington Green with a shot heard round the world on April 19, 1775. 50 years ago, on Memorial Day weekend, 1971, there was another gathering on the Green, but this time people were trying to end a war, and it led to the largest mass arrest in state history. Heading into this Memorial Day weekend, WBUR's Alex Ashlock has the story.
By the spring of 1971, more than 50,000 Americans had been killed in Vietnam. The conflict tore the country apart, and some of the loudest voices against the war came from those who had fought in it. Ahead of Memorial Day 1971, New England members of the Vietnam Veterans Against the War planned a march along the Battle Road from Old North Bridge in Concord to Bunker Hill, with a symbolic stop on Lexington's Battle Green. 50 years later, veterans of that protest, former soldiers and supporters, returned to the Green to reflect on what happened.
It's a pleasure to come back here.
That's Bester Cram, one of the march organizers.
It was essentially recognizing that what the Minutemen did back in 1774, 1775, 1776... was about a warning to a population that could no longer tolerate the oppression of government, and that's what we were reminding everybody of.
Cram had enlisted in the Marines. He had swept roads for mines during the heavy fighting of the 1968 Tet Offensive. After he got home, Cram joined Vietnam Veterans Against the War. He says the idea behind the 1971 march was to retrace Paul Revere's ride in reverse.
So the plan was to essentially give a cry of warning, and that's where Paul Revere came in, and we realized, okay, we want to end up on Memorial Day down at Boston Common. We're going to start in Concord and sort of retrace the mythological steps of that famous ride.
On that day, the British mercilessly shot Lexington citizens who had assembled together, bonded in their determination to secure their liberty. It is the same bond the Vietnamese expressed in their struggle.
That's audio from a documentary Bester Cram later produced about the march. Another New England vet, Chris Gregory, worked with Cram on logistics. Gregory had also enlisted in the U.S. Air Force. He helped crews evacuate the wounded from the battlefields of Vietnam.
We had an idea that we were in a bad moral position, you know, that we wanted to warn people that what we would do, we were on the wrong side in Vietnam, as the British were on the wrong side when they came here.
So, and Gregory says the march found a receptive audience.
People really wanted to hear it. They were very ready to get that message, and we felt very much supported by the community. I mean, we didn't know when we started out that people would come and try to feed us and make sure we were comfortable and the police were friendly and everybody was happy to hear from us. And so it energized us quite a lot, and we knew we were doing the right thing, you know, so it was very powerful, very meaningful thing for me personally.
The march arrived in Lexington on Saturday. The vets wanted to camp out, but the town selectmen said no. The vets took a vote and decided to stay on the Green and commit civil disobedience. They were joined by area residents. Jane Brayton came from Lincoln.
I felt so badly for these people who had served because they came home to some really bad stuff. And we didn't support the war as we had done in the World War II. And so I just wanted to be part of it.
Eventually, the police moved in, and more than 400 people were arrested. It's described as the largest mass arrest in state history. Brayton remembers an officer tapping her on the shoulder and saying quietly, "I have to arrest you." Eugenia Caledon was also on the Green that night, and she was also taken into custody.
I grew up in Philadelphia and was educated by Quakers to think evilly of war, so I was sympathetic with what happened that night.
Caledon says the march brought the war to Lexington's doorsteps. Organizer Bester Cram says that was the point.
Our role was to give permission to other people to be against the war. We had fought it. We weren't going to be challenged as to what we were going to be saying. At least what we told as our experience gave other people a sense of, okay, I can trust this point of view. And it gave permission to a lot of other people to be, you know, out front with their own feelings and in their own anti-war sentiment.
Looking back 50 years later, Jane Brayton says what happened in 1971 had a lasting effect on her and her two young children.
They went into the common, and I think it taught them a great lesson about humanity and these brave people that went off to Vietnam and were not supported by most people. And it is now parallel through their lives, and I think the common was one a big, big part of it.
There's a new book to mark the anniversary of this event. It's called Battle Green, Vietnam, the 1971 March on Concord, Lexington, and Boston. Author Elise Lemire says the story resonates today amid the social justice protests.
Recently, I saw a picture of young activists holding up Black Lives Matter signs in front of the Lexington Minuteman statue, and it reminded me immediately of seeing the Vietnam Veterans Against the War with their flag, their anti-war flag, in front of the same statue. So I think the Vietnam Veterans Against the War have given us kind of a recipe for how we might get to where we need to go.
The vets and townsfolk arrested on Lexington Green 50 years ago this weekend were taken to Middlesex District Court in Concord that Sunday morning. They were charged $5 for disorderly conduct. And Lemire says the civilians paid the veterans' fines. The march continued on to Boston. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Alex Ashlock.